No.
Just sitting as the board manager of the Port Denver Connection. Please make yourself comfortable.
Which is, Sharon? Is that on?
All right, roll call. Yes.
Minor detail. Is Dean here?
He is not. All right, roll call. Everybody's present but Councilman Danny Ross. All right, general announcements. Sharon, we have a proclamation. Would you like to read that for us? Please.
Arbor Day. Whereas the first Arbor Day was celebrated in 1872 in Nebraska as a special day for planting trees and has grown to thousands of celebrations in communities across our nation and year. And whereas trees improve air and water quality, reduce the erosion of precious topsoil, provide shade and habitat for wildlife, increase property values, enhance the economic vitality of business areas, and beautify our communities. And whereas trees are renewable resources, giving us paper, wood for homes, fuel for our fires, and countless other wood products, as well as serving as a source of joy and spiritual renewal wherever they are planted. And whereas the Dunwoody Sustainability Commission benefits the citizens of Dunwoody by researching and planning for sustainable practices in Dunwoody, including attainment of measures towards becoming certified by the Atlanta Regional Commission under their Green Communities Program. And whereas community partners across the city, including Comcast, the Mother Nature Network, the Dunwoody Nature Center, and the Dunwoody Sustainability Commission, will join together in an effort to recognize the value of natural resources and trees to celebrate Dunwoody's Arbor Day. Now, therefore, I, Ken Wright, Mayor of the City of Dunwoody, do hereby proclaim April 24, 2009 as Arbor Day in the City of Dunwoody, with a celebration April 25, 2009, and urge all citizens to celebrate Arbor Day and support efforts to plant trees to gladden the heart and promote the well-being of this and future generations.
Thank you, Sharon. I'm afraid General wasn't listening. Would you read that again, please? All right. I'll fill him in later. We certainly, especially with the storms this morning, those of you who have seen the 18 trees toppled around our community and others, it's pretty appropriate that we do this proclamation tonight in support of Arbor Day and certainly that terrible tornado that hit our community. How many years ago was that?
8 years.
Remember that like it was yesterday, sitting in my basement. So great to do this festivities, and hats off to the Sustainability Committee for all the hard work that they've been doing for this city. So we're glad to do this special proclamation. Comcast Cares Day. Is there Andy Mack?
Hello. So Andy Mack, he doesn't appear to be here right now.
Okay.
If we get to reserve some time for him, he might show up in a few minutes. Actually, here he is.
On cue. Yeah. All right, Mr. Mack.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Ready for me over there?
We are ready for you.
All right. Jeff, are you coming up here as well? Come on.
Good evening. Thank you very much for your time. We just wanted to jointly remind you and issue an invitation not only to you, Mr. Mayor and Council, but also the citizens of Dunwoody. We're planning a great event April 25th, Saturday, April 25th, from we are doing our Comcast Cares Day. So from 8:30 till 12, 1 o'clock, whenever we're done, we'll be working at the Dunwoody. We'll have about 200 employees working at the Dunwoody Nature Center, cleaning the place up, planting some organic gardens, and then in the afternoon, we're partnering up with the Dunwoody Sustainability Commission that is working towards your Green Communities designation from the ARC to put on an eco festival, if you will, where we'll be educating citizenry on how to be green in their homes with booths set up ranging from everything from how to recycle, how to set up your rain barrels, how to do a little organic garden on your back porch, composting was the word I was trying to think of, how to do some composting. So we're very excited. We actually have our CEO, Brian Roberts, is flying down from Philadelphia. So he'll be there, and we've issued invitations to the governor and the lieutenant governor, Congressman Tom Price. So we're excited about the prospect of turnout from some dignitaries within the Comcast organization, within our government, our state government, friends from Congress, as well as a pass of employees. So we're real excited about that. We also have we'll have some things for kids. We've got Jared Miller, who's an animal activist, who's going to be, he's been on various late night shows. He's going to have some animals there to educate kids on the impact of global warming on the habitat of certain animals. And we'll also have a lady by the name of Danielle B. Educating folks on how to do a green party. So she's a green party planner. And then you may remember Captain Planet, who's also designated to arrive as well, blue tights and all. So again, we look forward to having you there. And if you have any questions, please feel free to shoot me an email, give a call. Jeff and Kimberly are working with us to get all the details ironed out. And you can also go online to sign up. It's ComcastCaresAtlanta.com. You can go there. It's kind of a social networking system, if you will. So you go, you sign up, and then you can join a project. We've got 12 projects going around the metro Atlanta area. But the Dunwoody site is our flagship site, if you will. And so we look forward to seeing you all there.
Super.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Sounds wonderful.
I will say that there may be a donation and that the number of people signed up will correlate with the amount of the donation. The possible donation.
Andy, the mayor wants to know if he can borrow your blue tights.
I think we can probably arrange that. He's got to bring his own cape, though.
It's out of order.
Thank you very much, Mr. Magnus.
Thank you.
We're looking forward to that day.
Fantastic.
Okay, Sharon, Warren is running a little late this evening, so would you mind doing the introduction of our new court clerk?
My pleasure, Mr. Mayor. Mayor and Council, it's my pleasure to introduce Tiffany Pete. She is your new fiscal court clerk. Tiffany began her appointment last Wednesday, April the 8th, and we had court that day, and we put her to work in the court. She also serves as a magistrate court deputy clerk for Cobb County Magistrate Court. We're just very pleased that she's here. I am especially.
Amen to that. Glad to have you aboard. Welcome to Dunwoody. All right, we're on invocation. Mr. Shortle, will you do the honors for us, please?
At this council meeting, help us to make decisions which keep us faithful to our mission and reflect our values. Give us strength to hold to our purpose, wisdom to guide us, and a keen perception to lead us. And above all, keep charitable as we deliberate. Amen.
Thank you. All right, John, would you lead us, please?
My pleasure. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, John. All right, meeting minutes. I know we've had the email switch here this last week, which is proved to run some obstacles getting some things out. Has everybody had an opportunity to review the minutes?
I mean, do we approve the minutes as posted?
Okay, clarification, the both minutes?
Yes, please, sir.
Okay. Any discussion on that? Seeing if there's none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion passes. Minutes have passed. Thank you. Meeting agenda. Anybody have any additions? Yes, sir.
changes to the meeting agenda. Number one, I would like to add item L1 to new business, and move the other ones down. An item, discussion of Chapter 27 of the Building Code, and in specific, it's 4-54.
Okay.
And then number two, I would like to add at the bottom, which would be L7 at that time, discussion to the water restrictions in DeKalb County and Washington personal cars.
Okay, you want to add that as 7?
L7.
Okay, DeKalb County water restrictions? / cars. Okay, so I think we need a motion to make that amendment, which I'll take those two additions as a motion.
I'll second.
Any discussion on adding those two to the agenda? All right, seeing that there's none, all in favor of approving or on this motion for the new agenda, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion has been, agenda has been modified. All right, public comment. Got one public comment card. Are there any other cards out there? Brian, is there a place on the back where people put these cards?
Yeah, they're over there at the Lenny table.
At the Lenny table. All right, Miss Yvonne.
Thank you
Hello.
Very much. I just wanted to take the opportunity to congratulate you all on a lot of neat things happening with your sustainability program and to offer something. We'd love to be able for the PCIDs to have a seat at the table. I have just come back from an interesting program in Washington that was related to public-private partnerships, and the whole part of that agenda was stimulus on energy efficiency and energy grants and collaboration. And I'd love to be able to be at the table to help the Dunwoody-Sandy Springs. We have a common engineer in place that can help us look at how we might tee up some neat community things that you just talked about that help us talk about the conservation, the energy sustainability. So if we could make that kind of a priority going forward, we'd love to do that with the CIDs and share best practice and opportunity there. And we'd be willing to flagship with Dunwoody and Sandy Springs to get in the queue on some of these opportunities. And the second thing I wanted to offer is this Friday, many of you all have responded, but we have Chick Quatler coming out to speak to our CIDs, and we'd love to have y'all unanimously there if you can be there at lunch at Cox Enterprises. And we also have Representative Vance Smith. And there was a very interesting dilemma that ended the legislative session, as you all know, on transportation, and he is very willingly coming out to give the perspective on the House bill side and obviously how the Senate. And we'd love to have y'all there because we're obviously very interested in the governor's bill on governance that happened and then how we stay at the table with the ability to bring the best projects forward that meet criteria to be in the package for delivery under the governance model. So just wanted to share that with you all, tell you good greetings, glad to be here. Sustainability is on our issue, our list, and we'd love to help the mayor and council be at the table and look at some opportunities coming down the pike in that area. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Yvonne. All right, that was our one and only public comment for this part of the meeting. Now for our mayor and council comment, I'll start off, and then Tom, I'll throw down on your side. Of course, I want to give a huge hats off to Chief and the rollout of our new police department.
Hey.
What an unbelievable evening that was, and just a great job putting that all together, and certainly starting at the beginning with Councilman Taylor and the group of folks that looked together and looking at what we might need as a community, all the way seeing it through to you making it a reality. So thank you very much, and God bless you and your you and our patrol men and women. The other thing I'll make during comments here is just in front of Chief and the public, I think now the rubber meets the road as far as emails flying in on, I've gotten a ticket, now I don't like the police. So I have gotten more than a couple of those emails. So again, I will state as I have publicly, all along that this, of course, is a great thing for this community, and part and parcel of that is we've got responsibilities as citizens to, you know, it's kind of like Somalia. I think we've had a free-for-all for 30 years. We now have some law and order here, so be cognizant of all of our driving skills and mannerisms, and I think everybody will be good, so and we certainly support our force. With that being said, Tom, I will throw it on your end.
I just want to reiterate what the mayor said. I mean, outstanding job, 90 days, pulled together a full-service police force. You may have noticed them out there. I think the only thing I can add is on the first night, we only had two calls of aliens landing on the perimeter center area. to Ms. Williams, HB 764, a House bill passed, it was a local cap bill passed this session that gives the city of Dunwood a seat at the PCID table. So this is a glad part of what you guys have.
Thank you, Tom. Adrian, has anything for Tom?
You don't have Chair? Well, you know, I think I can do this. I think it's safe to do this. At 6 o'clock today, the school board, DeKalb County School Board met. So I think it's safe to tell everybody. I was on the naming committee for the new school. So I can now tell you, if you guys want to know, what the name of the new school is. The new school is going to be named Dunwoody Elementary School. The colors are light blue and dark blue. And the mascot, you guys are only new, it goes on the mascot is the Tigers. So that should be announced. And actually, all of those it was a landslide. There's no question about what the kids wanted.
That's great. That's neat to hear. Wonderful. Thank you. Does anybody have other comments?
I just keying off on what Adrian just said, I really wanted the school named after me. but that didn't happen, so I said, well, you can name them after the Missouri Tigers. So you
did that. Oh, no.
Close enough, huh? Okay, John, yes.
While we're talking about speeding tickets, we just had a sign put in front of Peachtree Elementary or Chestnut Elementary. It's a radar sign showing how fast you're going to be going. And if you're in violation of the speed limit, it'll flash if you're over the speed limit, and it'll just tell you what you're going. So it might encourage you to stay in compliance in the school zone. It's a demonstration project, and there's going to be a big public get-together on April 30th to give the results. So I'm real happy with this. PEDS, the Pedestrians Educating Drivers, assisted us with this, and I'm very happy that this got installed. If it's successful, we might get a few more of them.
So nice job. That's April 30th, 11:30 in the Chestnut parking lot.
That's correct.
Okay.
And one more thing, if I could.
Yes.
We have Lemonade Days coming this week, and Councilman Ross would have talked about it for 30 minutes, so I'll just mention it. It's Thursday. It's Thursday through Sunday. It's a great event. There's going to be 30,000 people there. It's the huge carnival. It's the arts and crafts. Don't miss it. If you've never been, the Lemonade Days is an outstanding, wonderful festival at Brook Run Park, and I encourage everybody to stop by.
All right. Thank you, John. Yes, Robert.
I'll add one note about Lemonade Days. We're doing something new this year. We're going to have a bicycle ride around Dunwoody on Saturday morning at 9 a.m. starting at Brook Run. And I'll be there, and I hope we'll get a nice turnout of folks to have a nice leisurely ride through the streets of Dunwoody. Should be a nice morning.
Absolutely. Thank you. All right. Seeing there's no more comments from us, we'll move on to public hearing. Yeah, I believe we've done a couple of these. I believe we need a motion to open